Wildlife officials are keeping an eye on a potentially lethal threat to Vermont's deer herd. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, officials in Quebec have confirmed the province's first ever case of chronic wasting disease.
Chronic wasting disease is a fatal condition that affects the brain and nervous system of deer and elk. And in states where it's taken hold, it's had a significant effect on the health of the deer population. Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Lewis Porter says Vermont already has a number of safeguards to prevent the disease from arriving here. He says his department will take additional measures now that the disease has been confirmed less than 100 miles from the Vermont border.
We are now talking about how to step up our monitoring and outreach efforts, and we'll work with the Agency of Ag, which oversees and regulates captive service in Vermont as well.
Vermont has never had a confirmed case of chronic wasting disease, which is found most often in captive deer herds. Vermont has already prohibited the importation of deer and elk carcasses into the state. The disease can lie dormant in the bones of deer long after the animals have died. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.